On this week's episode of Magnify, we're joined by Nick Niehaus from Business Video School. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so we were introduced by Jerome, who was on our last episode. How did you guys get to meet? You've done some work with him, right?
Yeah, no, I've been working with Jerome for a few years. He has me in as a guest in his class inside of the EXP world every month. So we get on and talk on, you know, social media and marketing and video, and he's got an awesome group of people there that are really serious about what they're doing. So it's always a lot of fun.
All right, so I guess we'll back up a little bit. We'll start from the beginning. How did you get into doing video? How did your business begin? And we'll kind of take the conversation from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, we got started doing video, man, it was probably 7 years ago at this point, somewhere around there. And it was really, I think the thing that kind of kicked it off for me was I was starting to hear, you know, about Facebook releasing video ads for the first time, kind of making that a new thing that was available to any business. But I was already running Facebook ads, and I knew that small businesses were having a lot of success there. And so, you know, kind of started thinking, hey, this feels a lot like television advertising, which is obviously, you know, a huge thing and business has been using for many decades. So we just started experimenting, you know, trying things. And I started doing live shows, interviewed a different startup founder every week for a couple years. That was kind of how I kind of got started with video. And then about 3 years ago, right around the pandemic, right, that obviously changed things for a lot of folks. We're doing video production, bringing agents into our studio, shooting videos with them. And, you know, they turn around, they post the video, they get a listing within like a week or two. In a lot of cases, surprising number of agents did. And then they didn't make more videos. And we just could not figure out why. I was like, this was like the most successful marketing you've done in years and you're not doing more of it. So we started digging in, trying to figure out, you know, what does the education look like here? What are the support systems look like? And there wasn't much. So we decided, hey, let's start building a course. Let's build some training for agents to even make videos themselves, you know, how to get started from square one. And then the pandemic hit. So we had started to trial that course. Pandemic comes through, literally shuts down our production. Like we had just opened a new studio. So on the one hand, kind of sucked. On the other hand, we were like, well, we have this course. We've got a group of people that are also stuck at home with not much to do. And so we pivoted hard. We started promoting this course, brought some other partners on that had a bigger audience, kind of help us get in front of people and hit the ground running, because lots of folks were at home ready to learn and start doing this stuff themselves. I think we had 900 people sign up in like the first 3 months, which was awesome. So big adjustment, but kind of the right timing in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, it seems to be a common theme. A lot of the agencies and folks like you that we speak to, oftentimes a business is born just from you see a need in the marketplace, and then you pivot based on the needs even more, right?
Of course, so, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to comment on just how much I love this is built around education. You know, it's like that old biblical quote of, you know, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach him how to fish, and he'll eat for a lifetime. And I think
Absolutely. It's
really valuable to teach agents how to use the tools that they have, because often I think there's so many opportunities for real estate agents to money on advertising and other marketing things. If you teach them how to do it, they're going to save money, and, you know, and there's still a business for you at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have, you know, even to this day with the internet, I have always sort of expected there to be, there's a lot of education, right? Tons of people have courses, all kinds of different things you go through. Some of them are amazing, you know, by all means, but there's not many that go deep, you know, that teach people every single step that they need to take. And I think that's something we really focus on, because, you know, for one thing that always kind of bothers me is how often, like, mindset is very important. You know, if you're a business owner, you got to have a positive mindset. You got to know what you're doing on that front. But I think a lot of folks have almost gotten to a point where, like, they're trying to solve problems with mindset that you can't solve with mindset, you know? Mm-hmm. So a lot of, you know, I see people all the time, like, just they're giving their fellow agents advice, like, just go make the video, just go make the video. And they're usually talking about like YouTube or TikTok or something that's kind of intimidating. And we're coming in saying, look, like, that's not, you don't have to start there. There's so many easier places to get started, like one-to-one video messages, you know, wish somebody happy birthday with a video message. Like there's just no pressure there. It's so much easier. And so that's something that we're really passionate about is, you know, yes, it's education, but it's also, we've gone back and really thought through, you know, what's step number one? How do you kind of start there and then build from that? And I'd love to see more of that. I think a lot of agents are, you know, they're spinning their wheels. They have access to all this tech. no idea how to use it. Nobody's taken the time and giving them their patience to really show them, you know, all the steps it takes to use those tools. But once they do and they build these systems and they get this stuff up and running, their lives are just 10 times easier. I mean, you know, a business is a system, right? It's a bunch of processes, it's a bunch of automations, and it delivers, you know, hopefully a consistent outcome for a customer. And with all this tech now, I mean, you can automate and systemize a huge, huge percentage of that. And I think video is a perfect example of that, because once you've shot a video, it can work for you for years after that point in time. So yeah, we're super passionate about helping people realize, you know, get started on the right path, get started at the right place, and you'll get to where you want to get.
Yeah, I think I even mentioned Rome on our last recording that I kind of made that. So I was an active agent for about 6-7 years. And I was very intimidated about being, it was quite funny doing a podcast on video now, but I was very intimidated about doing stuff like Instagram or back then. Yeah, I guess Instagram Lives or something at that point. Instagram Lives. And I was kind of intimidated about putting stuff on YouTube and hearing, I guess maybe he got it from you, about sending the personal messages. I love that idea that only one person's going to see it. And if someone's passing it on, it's free marketing. So it's a win-win, you know? So
yeah,
I love that. So in terms of what you teach, how nitty gritty do you get? Is it stuff like you even teach them about lighting and things? I don't want you to give away the whole business because obviously there's a subscription.
Oh no. Yeah. Saying it's everything is obviously an exaggeration because we can't cover everything. It's probably an infinite number of things you could learn about video if you wanted to, but yeah, that's kind of the crux of why we started the business, is that we looked into this. We're like, hey, what's out there? What are people seeing? What are they learning at conferences? What kind of lessons are they taking? And it was almost, and this is 3 years ago, so it's changed, but it was almost all just strategy. So you'd see a video of somebody or a training course, hey, go make this video, post it here, run this ad, and you'll get results, you know? And most of the people in the room are going, but how do I make the video? And I mean, like, what buttons do I push on my phone? You know, like you're saying, lighting, you know, like I've been on Zoom before and I looked like crap, so I don't want to do that again, you know? And so that's, yeah, we started there, and we went back and said, you know, we're going to teach all that stuff. And it is tedious, you know, and it can be kind of frustrating, and it's not as much fun as talking about the strategy. But if you don't have the fundamentals down, you can't implement the strategy. And it just didn't seem like anybody wanted to take the time to teach it. So that's very much what we teach. I mean, we bring people in our very first course. A lot of the lessons we put people through is the basics, how to make the right kind of eye contact with the camera, how to sit in a chair, how to put your lights if you have them. If you don't, what to do, how to use natural light to look your best. Audio, you know, just making sure you have clean audio, which is about the room you're in. It's also about the microphone you use. But a lot of it, a lot of folks come in, they think they need equipment, right? So they start out with, like, what should I go buy? I need to go buy stuff and set up studios and all this. And I mean, I would say I shoot almost all my videos, especially my social videos, with my phone. It's a very simple setup. A lot of it, if I'm out and about, I use zero other equipment. Like I was at a soccer game last night and I'm shooting little clips for social media with zero equipment. I'm just using my phone. It's literally the only thing I had. And I think, you know, so that just becomes another form of procrastination, right? Oh, I got to go buy things. I got to set this stuff up. So yeah, so, you know, it's a long answer to the question, but we cover all those details. But more importantly, I think we help people immediately start to execute as well. So that's why we talk about the video messaging, because video messaging doesn't require much polish. In fact, it's kind of weird if it's too professional, right? You don't want it to be a performance. You're just reaching out and saying hi to somebody. So you start there and you start to also learn and practice some of those details on those simple videos. And that allows people to start to build momentum and habits, you know? And so that's a huge theme of our education is number. And we actually literally have our roadmap, an entire process, you know, all the steps you should follow as you learn video. And we structured that based on first learning fundamental skills, then learning strategy. And then another part a lot of people skip is building the habits and systems that make that strategy happen automatically, right? And I think if you follow that approach, that's true of any learning. That's not something we came up with. But if you do it, you know, it's just so much easier. It's so much more straightforward. And you're never trying to, like, force yourself to overcome your inertia, right? You're not trying to force yourself to do something that's super uncomfortable, which, you know, that bothers me a lot. I don't like when people are out there just saying, you know, just go do that thing you really don't want to do. It's like, give me some more pointers. Give me some more details there, you know?
Yeah. No, and I love that you guys really focus on putting the things into practice and you know, enforcing action. I'm fascinated mm-hmm. with the term entrepreneur. I heard it fairly recently, and I love right. that idea. And there are a lot of business owners and potential business owners that spend so much time planning or preparing and never executing. So the fact that you're enforcing that, I think, is really valuable for agents. Now, is it just real estate agents you guys work with, or is it any business, anyone who's going to be in front of a camera?
We're open to anybody. I would say probably 90% of our students are agents. Probably 5% are in mortgage, you know, and then some in titles and, you know, other kind of real estate related industries. We do have students, though, that are completely outside of real estate. Yeah. And I always tell folks, I mean, look, we built our business in real estate. That's our niche. That's where we started. We're getting close to probably opening up to some other industries here in the next few months. But the reality is, all of what we teach is applicable in any industry. I mean, this is, it's just about using video to communicate yeah. with people, right? I mean, marketing's part of that. But it's just basically learning how to talk to somebody through a camera instead of by typing or calling them. I mean, that's kind of what we're comparing yeah. it to. So, you know, it's open to anybody, but all of our examples, all of our video recipes, all of our scripts, everything we provide has been designed with agents right. in mind. So if you are an agent, I mean, it's designed to fit like a glove, and everything is kind of there and ready to use. So I think we'll continue probably having mostly agents for at least okay. a little longer. But we're starting to develop content for other industries. So that's coming down the road.
And what would you say some of the mistakes you're seeing with real videos? And it doesn't have to be people that have come through, just in general. Like what are some of the mistakes people are making, or some tweaks that they could adjust to improve?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, the problem is, like, you see pretty much any mistake you can imagine in one form yeah. or another. But I think, you know, honestly, a lot of times the reality is I think with video, you know, when you talk about mistakes, I mean, the mistake is not making the video. I think that's the biggest mistake. And I think it's making the video something that's a performance, something that has to be perfect, you know, something that you could be potentially embarrassed by. And I think that if that is the problem, if that's what's holding somebody back, they just need to take a few steps back and make a simpler version or make a more private version. Maybe it's not something they're going to post on Facebook where they have no idea who might see it, but instead they're going to put it in an email and they're going to send it to just their core sphere of influence. You know, people that they already know that have a relationship with them, things like that. So I think that's probably the number one mistake, is just sort of making this into something that has to be hard when it's really just something you need yeah. to start doing on a small scale and then gradually build up. Now, outside of that, I mean, I think one major mistake I see a lot is audio. And this is one that it's easy to kind of overlook, especially if you're not playing your own content back and listening to it, because some people right. don't like to hear their own videos. They want to hear their own voice. But if you don't do that, you don't know how the audio came out. And actually, people will stop watching a video sooner if it's hard to hear, versus if it just looks really bad. So if your video is poorly lit and, you know, it's not shot very well, but I can hear you very clearly, I'll probably stick around longer. So that's one that I think a lot of people, they're so worried about how they look and their setting and, you know, how the camera's positioned, that the audio gets overlooked a little bit. In particular, like, number one, outside, wind noise, yeah. that can be a big problem. So just making sure you've got something to address that, or you step around a corner so the wind's not blowing around you. But then inside, a lot of times it's the room they record in. So a lot of folks will record, for instance, in a kitchen. If you're in a room with all hard surfaces, you're going to basically get that echo yeah. effect, right? You're going to sound like you're in a canyon or a cathedral. So if you're in a room with carpet, that definitely improves it. That's a super easy change you can make. You can step into a room with big plush couches, curtains, drapery, stuff like that on the walls. And that's night and day difference, right? So that one, I think, is an easy fix. So that's a good yeah. one to bring up. And then, yeah, I mean, I think, but I really do think it's the overcomplicating things. I think for most folks, it's like, if it sounds hard, you just need to take a step back and do an easier version. I think if you can understand that, you're going to get there, right? Because, I mean, there's kinds of videos that I can make in my sleep now that, you know, a few years back seemed really intimidating and overwhelming. But now, everything, you know, I've learned the tech, I've learned the technique, I've, you know, done a bunch, so I've got the reps in, I've put content out, I've seen how people react to it. It all gets easier with repetition.
Do you have any advice on how to do a good selfie video? That's something I've never been able to figure out, where exactly to put the phone, and can never get a good angle.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So selfie videos, I mean, they're very simple in some ways, and then they're also very hard, because what they're basically simulating is you sitting there across the table from someone else, right? It's a very intimate form of video. And so I've seen a lot of people, you know, shy away from them because they're basic, but they work. I mean, when you're sitting there and you're making eye contact with that camera, that's an intimacy that pulls people in. So I highly recommend them. The thing about selfie video, number one is how you hold the phone, right? So generally speaking, you know, your camera and your phone is going to be right there at the top of the screen. So you want to make sure that you're looking at that spot. It can be hard to see on some phones. Plus another challenge of selfie videos is that your face is on the screen and a lot of people are going to look at their own face, right? So one thing you can do is you can actually take a post-it note and cover up your face on the screen so it's not distracting. And you can also write a little arrow on that post-it note that shows you exactly where the camera is, right? So that allows you to make consistent eye contact and you don't have to look at it the whole 100% of the time. You can look away every now and then. But so that's one thing, right? You want to try to have the phone, you know, I usually recommend about eye level, right? Now, here's the thing. If you want the video to feel a different way, that's where you start to go up or down, right? So whenever you film from below, it makes you look bigger and taller. That's going to make you look more powerful, right? So if you're trying to make a statement, you're trying to seem powerful, you know, you can lower the phone a couple inches, it's going to look up toward you. The other way has the opposite effect. So if you go up a little bit higher, that's going to actually diminish you a little bit. It's going to make you seem less intimidating. So if you're, you know, a big scary person, you might want to do that just to seem a little less intimidating in a video. And so there's, you know, those sorts of angles are a big part of it. I've also seen a lot of people, if you're uncomfortable with that, that will shoot selfie videos where they do not look at the camera. So they've got the phone kind of off here to the side and they're looking this way. And I've seen some of those videos actually perform better because they look kind of like a simulated interview. So it gives people that sense that they're not looking straight in your face. It's not a face-to-face conversation. It's more like they're observing. So I've seen some agents, they can do that video and they can make a bunch of them. But if they look into the camera, they kind of lose their edge there. So those are just a few kind of tips and tricks on how you do it. And then, you know, I think the big thing is the last thing I'll mention, not to give people too much advice here, but I think framing is also really important in a selfie video. And so that just means where you are in the screen. So a couple simple rules is you want to mostly be centered. You know, you don't want to be too far off to either side because usually it's obviously vertical. So there's not much space to work with either left or right. And then you want to just be framed in a way that again, feels like you're sort of sitting there in front of that person. So I usually recommend, you know, something like I right now I'm kind of in a frame that kind of makes sense for that. So you have a little space above your head. You don't want to cut the top of your head off. But you don't want to be too far from the top. Like that's one thing I see a lot is people will shoot a selfie video with the phone really low and they're in like the bottom half. It's distracting, right? It sort of takes us out of the experience of watching it. And so if you get your head in the top half of the frame, you know, you can cut your body can be kind of cut off around, you know, your chest or your stomach, somewhere in that range. Usually you're probably not going to see that person's legs because they'd be further from the camera. That's going to give somebody that then sees that video, their brain. And this is literally what happens. I mean, your brain doesn't really know what a video is, right? I mean, we haven't evolved with video. It's not something we have had around for a long time. So when we see that other person and their eyes are looking into our eyes and they're talking to us and they're smiling and all that, most of our brain is thinking that person is there in front of me. So that intimacy is very powerful. So yeah, highly recommend doing them. Just think about a couple of those rules and that can be, especially for video messages, that's super powerful. But even for social, I mean, you see this stuff on TikTok and YouTube shorts. I mean, a lot of people, that's all they make. They sit there and they talk to a camera and they have millions of followers. So very effective.
See, I mean, you'd think it'd be so simple just shooting a selfie video, but there really is so much to put into place. But then I guess once you've practice that and establish very easy to replicate. So really, I guess just drilling.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's all, you know, you get to a point where like you take this out of your pocket, you push a couple buttons, you hold it out, you hit record and you go. And one thing I love about learning is that as you start to master the understanding of something new, it becomes less steps for your brain. You know, so I was explaining this to my friend a while back and I was like, you know, think about, you know, if you've never sent an email before, that's actually like a bunch of different steps, right? You have to open an app or a website. You have to click in a bunch of different places. You have to write something, you know, to type in an email address. But most of us, if we said, send me an email, that's one step now, right? Like we know all those steps. They've been kind of consolidated in our brains. And so I think that's always really helpful to remember is when we're doing these things and they, you know, they are kind of complicated. is just remember, hey, once you do this 10, 20, 30 times, especially if you do it like with a video message, which is much lower pressure, it's going to become less steps. And then, you know, it just becomes a much more natural thing to do. Right. So yeah, I think that always helps me, because anytime I check on a new challenge, I'm like, all right, this will be easy eventually.
So, you know, we talk about real estate videos. First thing that comes to mind is like listing videos and things like that, of that nature, drone videos. Right. You mentioned the personal one-on-one messages or one-to-one messages. What other kind of videos of real estate agents, or should they be thinking about creating?
Yeah, you know, I think to me, like, the answer is very broad, you know, which is sometimes not helpful, because, you know, the reality is, I mean, videos, it's just a new way we talk to people. So I always tell folks, it's like, look, the thing I want you to always think about when you're deciding, you know, should I make this a video or should it be another kind of content? Because that's usually kind of where that decision happens, is basically, would this be better if I could show versus just telling? Because that's the thing that video allows us to do, right? It allows us to show something. We can demonstrate something. We can show people our faces, which allows them to understand our emotions a lot better. Body language is obviously a huge part of communication, but it's also things like, you know, are you writing an email to somebody where you're going to talk about a detail on a contract? Well, if you could put the contract on the screen and point to the part that they're supposed to be paying attention to, they're going to comprehend that a lot better. It's going to reduce their potential misunderstanding of what you're talking about. So that kind of opens it up very broadly, right? That means there's just all kinds of different videos that they should be making. I do think when they get started, what, you know, just give them kind of a little bit of an order of operations. I think, you know, start with video messages. And I think things like happy birthday videos, lead conversion. I mean, talk about making money. If you send video messages to the new leads you're getting, you can sometimes, and this is, I'm not exaggerating, 2 to 3 times the amount of business. You can double or triple the number of people who end up converting. So you're not spending any more money. You're really not investing any more time. You're just getting 2 to 3 times the results. And, you know, that depends on how well you were doing before that. But that one to me is a huge win. It's as simple as just making a really short video message. As soon as a lead comes in, just says, hey, nice to meet you. I'll be in touch. We'll schedule a meeting soon. But now you're real. Now they've seen your face. You're not just a random agent whose website they submitted their information on. So that to me is a huge one if you're doing lead gen or generating referrals, which most agents have at least one of those two. And then I think as you get beyond video messages, then it becomes about FAQ videos. They're easy to make. They're topics you already understand. And they will save you time because now you have videos where you're answering questions that you're answering very frequently. So you can send those to people as soon as they become a customer. They can watch all this content before they even do their first meeting with you. They come in much better informed. That's going to save you a lot of time in the long run. And I think we overlook saving time as an aspect of video. But once we open that time up, we can use it for other types of things, right? Then we can start to experiment with our content on social and being a little bit more public and using video for marketing. I think those are maybe a few good places to start, right? So some video messages, you know, use it for customer service, and then focus on those FAQ videos. And at that point, you're probably experienced enough with making videos that it's going to open your mind, right? Like, it's much easier to be creative when you feel somewhat comfortable, at least with the tools. And so at that point, then we find a lot of people start to go, oh, I should try this, or maybe I'll try that, or I'll go make this video here. And it's hard to have that clarity when you're mostly just nervous about being on camera.
So, I mean, so much valuable information already. I'm curious, if someone signs up with you guys, what exactly are they getting? I mean, it's on your website here. I could read it, but I'd rather have you tell everybody they're listening.
Yeah, so we have a lot. I mean, that's part of why we typically don't sell it individually, because it would cost tens of thousands of dollars, which most people don't want to spend. So first of all, memberships are $97 a month. You can get a whole year for $970. And then for that price, you're getting access to a lot of stuff, right? So we have 9 courses that cover everything from the absolute basics all the way up to building your own YouTube channel and running ads on Facebook and building video marketing funnels, which are very complicated things. But they start with things like, you know, how do you look in the camera? Where should your light go? Yeah. That kind of stuff we talked about earlier. We have you know, literally dozens, if not hundreds at this point, of sort of one-off classes. One of the challenges of video is there's so many tools and they are all changing all the time. And so we run a lot of these one-off classes, kind of keep people up to date on the most important of those tools. We have 180 video recipes, which is a script for a video, but we also shoot our own version that they can watch and imitate. We write their social media posts for them. We include instructions on how to make the video, including some assets they can add to it. Let me see here. We have we do challenges pretty often. We have, a big part of this is we have a lot of live support. We have Q&A sessions they can come to. We have live orientation sessions when they first join. So it's fairly high touch. Yeah. I mean, this is not just, hey, we give you a copy of stuff and you go do it on your own. I mean, we have live stuff happening every single week. So for a lot of folks, it's really about, look, I mean, you know, is this something you want to make some progress on? I mean, you shouldn't sign up. This isn't like buying a course and letting it sit on your computer for 2 years and never touching it. I mean, if you join Business Video School, we're going to push you to take some action. And so are our students. We have hundreds and hundreds of members. And we have a pretty strong community of people that are, you know, they're going through the same stuff, right? So you got a support network there. You got other people to bounce ideas off of. But accountability, right? I mean, that's probably the most important thing here at this point. Most people, I think, you know, we've been on Zoom. We've all made a video or two, I think, at this point. Most people have tried something. And really where I think a lot of them got stuck is just, you know, what's my next step? And then how do I make sure I'm doing it consistently? Yeah. So those are the things we really focus on, is help people understand, you know, that's where the orientation is really helpful, because obviously there's so much that you can do in our school. So you come on and we go, okay, based on what you've done so far, sounds like you should start with this course, and then you just kind of work in this direction. That we get a lot of really positive feedback about that assistance. And then outside of that, you know, members with us, it's really just about making a little bit of progress on a regular basis, right? So it's not meant to be something where you're dropping everything else you do and only focusing on video, right? We know how busy people are. But, you know, an hour a week, maybe a couple hours a week, and just sort of gradually doing that homework project, which they're all designed to help your business. And that, in my experience and the experience of most people who are doing this at a high level, that's what they all did. They started simple, but they were consistent. And the consistency is the hardest part. So that's what we try to focus on as much as possible.
Yeah.
So it's a long explanation, but that's everything that we try to offer.
No, I love that, because, you know, I saw it was a monthly subscription. And I was thinking, well, okay, so what am I getting then? What's to stop them signing up for a couple months and then learning what they need to learn and bouncing? But it sounds like you said, a lot of high touches, a lot of continual things that people can use, like extra videos. You're never going to be able to do enough, right? So I think that's great. That's where the value is.
So when we first started the school, we would have people come in and they're like, oh, I want to do it all in 3 months, you know? And we'd be like, well, we've been doing this for 7 years. So it was that time 4 years, you know, and we're still learning things. So I don't know they're going to do that, but hey, go for it. And it's interesting because we don't have people ask that anymore, you know? So at this point, everybody's done a little bit with video and they've realized, like, wow, there's a lot to learn here. There's so many tools. I mean, you know, it's almost like learning a coding language on top of, like, you know, a written language and technology. There's so many pieces involved. So yeah, a lot of folks have started to realize, like, look, this is going to be a long journey. This just needs to become something that's kind of regularly happening in my business. And that's why we built the school the way we did, right? So it's structured so you can come and go too. I mean, if you want to come in for a few months and then you get completely busy and you can't focus on any more learning or any accountability for a few months, so be it. We do actually have quite a few students that come back a few months later when they get their head back above water, so to speak. And it's real estate, right? We know there's going to be a lot of ebbs and flows, and we try to kind of cater to that. But it's a journey. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of my favorite part of running this business, is like, we got this big community of people who are out there experimenting, you know, trying things, they're doing stuff. And then, you know, we'll do like these student case study panels every now and then, and they'll come in and they'll talk about what they're doing, and I'm learning from them, you know. I mean, it's the most broad, I mean, you know, in terms of a tool, I mean, you can do almost anything with video. So I think it's that's really exciting. And so, I, you know, looking forward, I mean, this stuff's only sort of getting rolling in some ways. And so it's really fun to see what people are trying and what works, and, you know, kind of building on it as we go.
Yeah, so if I'm an agent, I'm feeling hesitant about it. Could you share any like success stories of, you know, someone who's come into the school, been very apprehensive, very inexperienced with video, that's ended up coming out the other side? Doesn't matter how long it takes, but they come out the other side, they're like a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so we did that success stories panel not too long ago, so that those are kind of top of mind for me right now. So, I mean, we had several of our students, and you know, the reality is, like, a lot of people come to us and they're starting from scratch, and then a lot of people come to us and they've been doing some with video and they want to kind of take that next step. And so One of my favorite stories is Sheila was talking about on the success stories panel that a few years ago, she was getting a lot of her business from cold calling, you know, and just the typical kind of grind and hustle approach, you know, doing lots and lots of calls, which, you know, was great when working for her, but she wanted to add, you know, sort of another angle to things, right? She wanted to be able to, you know, she's like, I want to do a little more traction marketing. I want to have a brand, you know, I want people to know who I am ahead of time, right? So she made a commitment to making a video once a week for 6 months. And what I loved about this, she was telling the story, is it was, there was, she didn't say anything about what the videos were. It wasn't, I made this specific video and I posted it here, right? It was just, I'm going to make a video, I'm going to share it, and that's it. And within about 3 months, she was already basically replacing the results that she had been getting from the cold calling, you know? And so obviously she could sort of add to that. And she just basically never looked back from there. And so I said, you know, well, okay, what was so important about that? Well, it was that she did it every week, right? People started to expect to see her. They started to anticipate those videos coming out. And the intimacy of video just allowed her to start to get into their heads in a way that she hadn't been before. And I think what's cool about that is these were not necessarily total strangers, right? These are people that she had met at some point. And we all have networks. We all have hundreds, probably thousands, in a lot of cases, of people who have crossed our path at some point. We probably added them on Facebook or LinkedIn. But, you know, after a while, we kind of just fade from their minds. And so by her just organically posting, and it was simple stuff. And she was giving real estate tips. It was selfie style videos, no production really. And that was it, you know, and she just did it consistently. So that story, I think, you know, is a great example. Frances was a similar story. She basically did the same thing, but she just basically was taking our video recipes. Okay. So she was literally making something that we provide. And the one thing she said that I thought was really cool is she actually ended up working with several different builders, you know, so she got these builders reaching out to her saying, hey, we want you to help us move our properties. Which she was surprised by, and she's like, hey, well, why is that? And like, because you keep sharing videos, you know, because you're out there, people seeing you on a regular basis, you're real, you know, and that's the future. We recognize that. And so, yeah, my favorite part of it is it's always something different. Everybody's got a slightly different story. Everybody has a slightly different approach. That can be what's overwhelming when you're first getting started. But you know, because video is you, you know, there's no separation, right? You can see that person, you can see how they act, you can see what it's going to be like to work with them. It acts kind of like a filter. And so whatever your version is going to be, whatever you want to talk about, whatever's kind of right for you. And we certainly help our students dial in on that, you know, figure out who that ideal customer is and what they care about. How does that overlap with what you care about? So you can talk about things that you're excited about. Yeah. And so are they. But once you get that, it's different for literally every single person. And it always works because you're going to attract the people that are right fit for you, right? And somebody else will attract the people that are right fit for them. Then the agents that will ultimately lose out are the ones who are trying to appeal to everyone. Yeah. You know, the ones that just go out and say, hey, I can be anybody's real estate agent. It's like, yeah, that might be true. But you should really be trying to cater your marketing and your message and you know, the stuff you're sharing to that person. It's the perfect fit. And, you know, they're going to be happier, you're going to be happier, your business can be more fun to run. And it's just good, you know, once you see that click for somebody, I mean, they typically don't look back, right? They're going to keep making videos from that point forward. So that's a couple examples. Hopefully that makes sense.
Just switching gears a little bit before we wrap up. We have a lot of listeners that are web developers or marketing agencies. I'd love to hear a little bit about how you guys grew the business. You know, who were you marketing to? How did you market? How did you scale? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, a lot of what we've done the first half of our business growth was very much based on our two partners, Jeff Fitzer and Tristan Almada. Tristan is the founder of Lab Code Agents, which is a huge social media group for realtors, right? So that partnership
connected with them.
So that was you know, kicking things off. That was huge. I remember. We scheduled an educational webinar for the Lab Code Agents group as our first sort of marketing push. And like a week later, we had 1,200 people registered. We did it live. We had over 800 people show up. I don't think I've ever done a webinar with that many people on it since then. And it was, you know, it was the pandemic, right? Everybody's just gotten locked in their houses. They had literally nothing else to do, right? So that was a big initial launch. Interestingly enough, what happened during the pandemic with real estate, with everybody getting super busy and everybody, you know, looking to buy houses all of a sudden, you know, kind of had the opposite effect on us. You know, that was kind of a hit in some ways. But we kept doing our thing, running the webinars. We for a long time did a weekly educational webinar. I don't necessarily recommend that because that was a ton of work because we made a new webinar every single week. It was like a 1 hour training, and this is, you know, slides and the whole works. Yeah, this was elaborate stuff. So that not too scalable, right? But the webinar educational format with an audience is, that's obviously very powerful, you know? So for other businesses, it's partnerships, yeah, right? So finding the other companies that have the audience and maybe finding the influencers, you know, especially kind of micro, well, Tristan's not really a micro influencer, but you know, the people that have an audience in a specific industry. So sort of an industry thought leader, those types of folks are the perfect partner. And then providing value that's beneficial to them, you know, so making sure, like the way I actually met Tristan is they did an event in St. Louis, and I kind of volunteered to come and just shoot a bunch of video content for free. And at the time I was doing that interview show I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast where we were interviewing local startup founders. So I developed a pretty good rapport for interviewing people. And so I interviewed Tristan and Nick, the co-founder of LabQuit Agents. I interviewed a bunch of their speakers. And then I trickled that content out over the coming weeks, in particular into that Facebook group, you know, so it's pretty strategic. It was kind of building that relationship. That kind of stuff, that's really helpful. And then the second half of our business, we've sort of shifted, and now we have a much more lead, like a paid ad approach, right? So we have a lot of different kinds of ads we're running with free downloadables, stuff that's obviously specifically about video. So things like, here's a list of scripts for videos you should make, things like that. The most recent one, which is kind of fun, is I built a very simple AI tool that will generate ideas for videos for real estate agents. So it's very niche, it's very specific, and it just generates ideas for videos. You can give it a prompt, like you can give it like you can say dogs, and it'll make videos about dogs that an agent should make, right? So it still has that context. That's it. That's all it does, right? And if you have no ideas, you just hit the submit button and it gives you 10 random ideas, right? So that's actually ad's performing well. We just turned that on last week. It's like a brand new strategy. But we just put it out and we said, hey, if you want to use our AI tool that generates ideas for videos, it's free. You just got to give us your email address. They sign up, we send them a link to the tool. And then we have an email campaign that nurtures them and converts some of them into students. The rest then go into our promotions list. So those are a few things we've done, you know, and then obviously it's a lot of video content, right? So I'm a huge believer in especially awareness ads, just putting out videos of yourself, especially educational stuff. You know, it's tied to what you do in your business. And then just putting that out in front of as many of your ideal customers as possible. It's a branding play. It does take some time, but that audience over time becomes more and more and more engaged with you, especially if you're on camera. And then when you tell them or ask them to do something, they're a lot more likely to do it, right? So you've got this group of thousands that, hey, we got an event coming up, a lot more of them are signing up. So I've been doing that kind of awareness marketing for probably 6 or 7 years now. And, you know, it's always amazing when you go to an event, a bunch of people know who you are because they're seeing you on these ads all the time. And it makes everything, it just sort of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, lubrication, just makes everything easier, you know, it just gets the gears going in the business world. So that's one that's not as direct, but I'm a huge fan of.
No, I mean, what I love about it almost is that while it's real estate geared, it's applicable across every industry and also kind of in life, because I really feel like you can improve or enhance the relationship you have by adding some video in there. I like imagine sending something to your mom to wish her happy birthday or friends, you know, thinking about it, I'll probably start now.
Right.
You know, it means just that you should.
I know. We talk about this stuff from the business perspective, obviously, but every now and then I'll be like, oh yeah, you can just like reach out to your cousin you haven't seen in a couple years with a video message. I mean, it'll make their week. I mean, you know, it's in a personal experience. Like I had a friend of mine watching my house when I was out of town a while ago, and he had to water some plants for me. So I sort of made like a funny, you know, sort of like spy thriller mock you, whatever. Just having some fun with it. You know, I sent this thing over and he's like sharing it with our other buddies and like cracking up over it. You know, I'm like, yeah, these are tools. I mean, once you use them or once you learn to use them, I mean, they're probably gonna, I mean, the more you can do it in your personal life, the more fun it is, the more you're going to want to do it in your business, you know, and that stuff is, I mean, I'm serious. Like if you get an older relative and they can access the video because the tech might be a little tricky, but you know, you send them a video message. Hey, I'm thinking of you. I hope you're having a great, I mean, that will that'll make their week. You know what I mean? It's super, super impactful stuff. So yeah, I love that. I love that point.
All right. So we'll wrap it up. Where can people find you? Obviously, bizvideoschool.com. Where on social can you be found?
Yep. So we're just Business Video School on pretty much all the social channels. And then I love to connect with people both on Facebook or LinkedIn. So if you look me up, Nick Niehaus on LinkedIn or Facebook, send me a friend request. Happy to connect with you there
as well. All right, man. Appreciate it. That was a great chat.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.